Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here listening, as you are, to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? Well, that's the story I'm sticking to, that you're thinking it's like a dream come true. And Micah Solomon is with us, folks, and he's so excited about talking to you. It's like a dream come true for him as well. He's co-author of a new book that's actually just now coming out in about a week or two. We're giving a really jump on the launch date of this outstanding new book. I actually have a whole lot of the book in front of me here, even though the book is actually just now coming off the press. I have the advantage of having quite a bit of the book available to me. And the title of the book is Exceptional Service, Exceptional Profit. And Micah Solomon is the co-author. Micah, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
No, thank you so much.
It's coming out the 1st of April?
Yeah, about April 7th.
April 7th. All right, that sounds good. Well, I think it's good that you're not launching it on April 1st. Right? No book should be launched on April 1st, right?
I'm not scared of anything. I was born on Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay. So you're not superstitious.
It wouldn't suit me.
It would. Hey, Micah, what is your definition of exceptional service?
Well, I heard you talking before the break, and I think what you're getting at is the difference between
tell the audience what I was just pointing out, folks, that service today, what we used to call quality service, is really a commodity today, and you've got to overlay on top of that the experience today. Everybody's got good service. That was the point I was making. So go ahead, Micah.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say everybody has good service.
Well,
everybody has good service sometimes, but then, you know, it rains and people are in a bad mood, and you need kind of an overall philosophy of hiring and of systems to get you through those times.
Right.
But I think part of what you're getting at is there's service that creates a satisfied customer. And then there's service that creates a loyal customer.
Mm-hmm.
And someone can be perfectly satisfied, but then they can just go somewhere else if they find a
better
price.
And they will as the wind blows.
Exactly. But if you can get them to the point of being loyal, then you're really ahead of the game. And what I mean by exceptional service is anticipatory service. When you get so close to the customer or so intuitive in what you're doing that the customer has a feeling that you know what they want almost before they have to ask for it.
And maybe you do. In fact, if you've been paying attention to what they like and how they consume your product, et cetera, et cetera, maybe you could actually anticipate that and remind them, hey, you know, we got your new stuff in this week or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you've experienced this at a small. You usually see it in a very small business, right?
You know,
the dry cleaner knows exactly how you want your shirt starched, but most of us don't want to stay on that level because eventually we want to have a vacation or. Or we want a situation where our key employee can quit and our business can still survive.
Right.
So at that point, you need systems. Systems that can keep track of customer preferences. And so that's part of the equation. Another part of the equation is hiring appropriately. You could have the best systems in the world, but if you don't have people who are empathetic, naturally cheerful to some extent, then it's not going to work.
And have a full, complete, and abiding understanding and belief that without the customer, none of this happens.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, but I know people are saying, well, duh, but that's not really true. I mean, there are plenty of people out there that you can hire, back to your hiring strategy. There are plenty of people out there who you can hire who seem to never get that.
Well, there's plenty of people in management who don't get that.
Well, that's exactly right. It amazes me, Micah, when I see that in a small business, because I'll tell you something, folks, that's an extinction waiting to happen when you have that attitude in any part of a small business, but especially in management. I don't even understand how that happens.
Well, you probably know the Circuit City story.
Yeah. Okay.
They,
of course.
When they fired all of their key, whatever they call them, sales associates.
Right.
Because they were making too much money. The people actually knew their customers.
Right.
And then they offered them their jobs back as entry level a few months later. Well, a few months later, they were well on their way to bankruptcy.
Extinction. Yeah, they actually did go extinct about 18 months ago. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was so bad they didn't even wait till they closed up in November instead of waiting till the end of the all the way through the Christmas season. But no, one of the things that I like to talk about, Micah, is mm-hmm. is doing such a good job with your customers. All the things that you said a minute ago, and is that when you think of the concept of branding, mm-hmm. the ding in branding mm-hmm. goes off in the customer's head when they think about what they want to buy that you sell.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking of the product, they think of the face of one of your employees. That's what you're talking about.
Oh yeah. Well, absolutely.
And if you've hired the right people, if you've trained them the right way, if you've instilled that kind of, as you say, exceptional service into them, and they're true believers, and execute that, when your customers want to buy what you sell, that's the face that will pop into their head, not your product, or not even your face, or not even the name of your company, right?
I think that's absolutely right. And a company needs, if they have succeeded at that, then they need to let it. They need to accept that success. I you reminded me of an incident. This is a positive incident, but it won't mm-hmm. sound like it at first. I think USAA is a really excellent company.
Right.
And I've been a customer of theirs for years, and there was...
That's an insurance agency? An insurance company?
Yeah. They used to only work with people in the military.
Yes, I had their...
A little bit.
I had their insurance back when I was in the military. I won't say how long ago, but a few decades ago. I'll put it that way. I tell you what, Michael, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell that story
okay.
on the other side of these messages. A talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. We have to take a quick break. 20 after, right back with Micah Solomon. He's the co-author of Exceptional Service, Exceptional Profits, out in about 2 weeks. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim. Jim, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. I promise. We have been doing that now for over 10 years. Haven't missed a Sunday yet. And lots of other things there at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Micah Solomon is with us, folks. He's the co-author, along with Leonardo Inghiler. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Micah.
Inghiler.
There's an I on the end there. I didn't see that. And the book is called Exceptional Service, Exceptional Profit, The Secrets of Building a Five-Star Customer Service Organization. Folks, that's going to be out in a couple of weeks. Micah, how would we find you online?
If you're a very good speller, you can spell MicahSolomon.com, or you can go to CustomerServiceGuru.com.
All right.
I also have a free resource site for anyone interested in customer service, customer experience, the word that you like, which I agree with,
mm-hmm.
Issues, and that is collegeofthecustomer.com.
All right, so check all that out, folks. Michael, you were telling us a story as we went to the break about, I think it was about a lady.
USAA, I think, is an excellent company.
Yeah, USAA.
They have generally excellent employees, but there was one, I still remember his name, Jeff Tyree, and he was unusually helpful to me. And so whenever I would call, I always wanted him. And USAA at that time, kind of they had an attitude of, well, all our people are great, so we'll try to put you on with the next person. But finally I wrote a note and I said, you know what, I really...
I want Jeff.
And they were flexible enough to say, okay, you can have Jeff from now on.
Well, you know, a lot of these companies, when you get somebody, if you want to call them back, you can't do that. They say, no, I'm sorry. You get connected. You have to take everybody in rotation. But recently, I bought a couple of computers from a company on the phone. We were using the internet and on the phone. And that company actually allows their reps to email the customer back, the prospect back, give them their email, their phone number, their extension. And because of that, I kept going back to that guy with two or three questions. He kept answering them. He knew what I needed. And finally, I gave him a pretty nice order last week.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Probably wouldn't have done that had I been required to do what USAA wanted you to do in the beginning.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think, you know, a lot of service is online these days. And one of the tips that I have in the book is don't send your customers these letters that say, please do not respond to this email. That's ridiculous. That's like saying, don't interrupt us while we're counting your money.
Right. Don't call us. We'll call you.
So I started my company in my little basement, just was financed by a credit card that I got as a college student. And even now that it's grown to be probably one of the leading companies in our industry, I still, if you reply to a mass email that you get from us, that goes right to me. Because I figure if someone's really ticked off or they really want us to, you know, sponsor their little league team or whatever, if they need to get to me, they will. Mostly they don't, but when they want to, I don't put up any blocking to that.
Right. Well, and see, this is another thing, talking about connecting with humans. This is the reason why I don't like answering machines, you know, the automated answering machines for a small business. I don't like them anywhere, but it's to me, it's a kiss of death for a small business. What do you think?
Answering machines, letting people go to your voicemail?
No, I don't know. Voicemail has to happen sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about when you call the company.
Oh, voice jail.
Voice jail. Well, you got to press one to hear a directory, you know, blah, blah, blah. For a small business, that's a kiss of death.
Well, if you have a great... Yeah, I mean, it even extends beyond that. I mean, not only should you have a receptionist, I mean, unless you're small enough that you are the receptionist,
you should have
a good one. It shouldn't be an entry-level position. You should have a seasoned veteran with great person skills, because that is your warm welcome and that is your fond farewell. That's also the person who might be there in a crisis who needs to slip the note under your nose that says, I have someone with an emergency on the line.
Right. Another thing, Micah, is in your book you have a section called pet peeves. I like these, and I wanted to get your thoughts on my biggest pet peeve, and that's the term "no problem." I wrote an article about this, and the title of the article is "No Problem is a Big Problem." What do you think?
That's wonderful. Right. This is the issue of what kind of language you should use in your business. And one of the best shortcuts to giving good service is to make sure people in your business are using appropriate language. And there's two types of language you need to watch out for. One is language that's not consistent with your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And one is language that is not nice to the customers,
or negative somehow.
Right, and no problem is both.
Right.
The only time I would use something like not a problem or it's not a problem is if the customer really is feeling bad about having put you out. You know, if you drove to their house or something, you might politely say it was really not a problem.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, my co-author is one of the people behind the Ritz-Carlton Leadership Institute and Learning Center.
Yep.
And they had very specific rules, which have now become famous.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
no,
you're supposed to say, my pleasure.
That's exactly what you got to say. Michael, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Will you come back another day?
Oh, absolutely.
I've enjoyed having you here.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll do it again next time. Exceptional Service, Exceptional Profit, coming out in a couple of weeks. Check it out. Michael Solomon, co-author of that book. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.